The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Here's to those ladies and the gentlemen. Here's to the A.F. of M. I wouldn't have made it without them. Here's to the band. Here's to the band.
That is a tribute to all the great musicians that the old man played with throughout the years, written by Artie Schreck from Bloomfield Avenue in Newark, New Jersey, and Al Natoli as well. What a great, great Frank Sinatra song. Hey, good morning, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. We're fired up. You got a beautiful day for the most part. A little rain tomorrow, but the weekend's going to be beautiful. I'm telling you, like I always tell you, you deserve it. Five boroughs is here. Albert's here. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Grover Norquist will join us. Congressman Peter King, Councilman Joe Borelli, Elias Huzama Dean is going to join. Dove Hyken, you don't want to miss in the 9 o'clock hour as well. And this gentleman, who we absolutely love, he is part of the family and one of the brightest legal minds. We are blessed with that on this show. We really do have the best legal minds to join us. Arthur Idala is joining us this early in the morning. Arthur, welcome back to the show, brother.
Buongiorno, Giuseppe. What's happening, my man?
Are you in Italy somewhere? Where are you? Germany?
Actually, I was right by your office yesterday. But before I talk about the parade, since you and I are on the exact same page, and you kind of made me feel a little less guilty about my own personal guilt.
I knew I could talk to you about it. You have a way of coming.
Two things, real quick, just to make you smile, Giuseppe. Number one, my father's 81. My mother's 78. They live in a beautiful home in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. Never been an air conditioner in that house in the 40 years that they've owned. Not one AC unit the house.
Thank you.
In the most major heat waves. Mom, what do you do? I go, you're an old lady now. What do you? Oh, no. I have a system. Okay, what's the system, Mom? I open up all the windows. We have the ceiling fan and the regular fan. And I go in the shower with my nightgown on, and I just lie in bed with a wet nightgown with the fan hitting me, and it's like being in air conditioning. Okay, Ma, whatever. So that's number one, the world without air conditioning for the Idala family.
That is beautiful, man. I love
it. Number two, Bruce Springsteen, in no particular order, Bruce Springsteen, the Rolling Stones, and Pink Floyd. For me, very personally, for me, the three best bands in concert that really take you to a whole other level. And I'm not talking about it. You don't even have to have one beer in you, let alone anything else.
Yeah.
The Stones, they just lift you up so high. Bruce Springsteen makes you feel like you're the greatest person on the planet Earth. Pink Floyd, it's just like, wow, what the heck did I just experience?
Really, really?
Absolutely. And then finally, Joe, so yesterday I had to go to court for Geraldo's son. I got his case dismissed, very happily so.
Congratulations.
But the traffic was insane, right? So I actually did something I rarely do. I took a car service, but the traffic was sick. So I had the guy just let me off right outside of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. Yeah. And I'm going to make you laugh, Joe. I forgot my pocket square, right? So I can't go into court without a pocket square. So I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I'm outside the Battery Tunnel. I'm like, oh, Joseph A. Bank, right downstairs from Piscopo's office. So I walk up the block, It's a madhouse. The parade had just passed by. Like, I can see the back of it. I run in, I get the pocket square, and then I look around, and I catch the vibe, and I catch the feeling of that parade.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, I hate to say the word, but it was almost anti-American. It was just a vibe. I'm not telling you there was any signs that were held up or there was anything that anyone said. Yeah. It was just the vibe of, like, I don't know. It's not the vibe that I have when I'm with you on the Atlantis. Looking at the Statue of Liberty with tears in my eyes, making the sign of the cross.
Yeah.
It was not that feeling.
You know, Arthur, I love talking to you because, and that's why I love you when you come on the show, and I always tell our boss, Jerry Crowley, Arthur's the guy, God forbid, I get hit by a bus, God forbid, Arthur's the guy that should be on the show, because you have a way of understanding of an awareness, and then you explain it. And when I swear to God, when I was, I'm not just saying this because you're on the phone with us, but when I started talking about it this morning, and I felt guilty about not feeling more patriotic, I said, in my mind, I said, Arthur's going to call and explain exactly how I feel. You have a gift at that. That's why you're so successful as an attorney.
Well, no, but you explained it actually to me a little bit this morning, and you used a word that I missed that little piece of it, but it was humility, and there was that sense also. And you and I aren't making this up, because then I started processing it. Yeah. That first game that they played, when they played, I don't know, was Thailand. It was a very, very inferior team, right? And they 13-0, and they gloated over every. It would be like. Yeah. Grammar School PS185 in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn has a podcast, and Murano in the morning is crushing those ratings. Woohoo! Murano's going to be drinking martinis, and Vitullo's going to be spinning tunes because you guys beat PS185 in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, their podcast versus yours. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous.
So true.
And the
it's
only
so
reason
good.
Why those women are so great at soccer, and they are fantastic, the best, is because of this country and the opportunity this country gives them in every way, shape, or form. I mean, come on, give me a break.
That's
why they're so spectacular, is because this is the land of opportunity. It continues to be the land of opportunity, and they should be kissing the American flag on their hands and knees, saying, thank you, America, for allowing me to live in this country and giving this opportunity, whereas in the majority of the countries of the world, like Saudi Arabia today, breaking news on the New York Times, they're for the first time ever, they're allowing women to travel without the permission of a man.
Yeah. Did you see that? Oh, my God. Yeah. I know. Yeah. And no one
and they're
going to
give
about
us a hard time about America and the way we live in this country. Come on, man. Just chill out.
7-Eleven, like a 7-Eleven, 11 after 7 on 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven and 7-Eleven, Frankie's favorite numbers. And I got to do this for you, Arthur, because your patriotism, your love of country, and your all-around grounded nature in the best of Brooklyn way comes from your parents. And Al's got a little something that he wants to play for you right now, if you listen.
Here we go.
Hi, Joe. With all due love, you don't have to get back to me, but happy 4th of July. And I hope everybody puts all political differences aside and just always remember we're living in the best country in the entire world.
There it is.
And La Familia es primo. Always, always the family comes first, and America is better than any other country in the world. Enjoy your beautiful family, your children, your mother, and everybody. And I hope that we have no peace, and I pray very, very, very fervently.
Listen, Arthur, listen.
Okay, ciao. And when I pass the Statue of Liberty, I still make that sign of the cross. Okay, Joe. They give you all your money and love.
Your mother's the best. She is the best. Arthur, that's why you're a great guy. Look at that. Come on.
I agree. It takes great tomatoes to make a great tomato sauce.
Start off
with a great face. You're not going to go any. Ask Michael's in Brooklyn. They'll tell you right away.
Yo! Arthur Idala, I got to pick your brain, man. Please, there's been a lot of scrutiny of this plea deal that Jeffrey Epstein got back in 2008. What is your take on how this went down, sir?
Well, I mean, I don't, number one, I want to start off with the disclaimer. I don't have, like, any inside information or anything like that. All I know, and this is how honest I am, Joe. I learned it on the Joe Piscopo show from listening to Alan Dershowitz 2 days ago.
How about that, Arthur?
I really did. And Alan's my friend, and now he's my client. You know, there was apparently an issue about federal jurisdiction in that case. You have to show that things crossed state lines or affected interstate commerce. Also, there are certain mandatory minimums in the federal court, meaning mandatory minimum jail time. So if we charge you with this crime, you have to do at least 5 years. Sometimes it's 10 years and sometimes it's 15 years. That was the issue I faced when Congressman Anthony Weiner was arrested. Initially, they wanted to charge him with a crime where there was a mandatory minimum of 15 years, which is that means that, just so your listeners understand, that means if the judge was sentencing his own nephew, he has to give him at least 15 years. He can only go up. He can't go down. And then we negotiated to a plea to a crime that fit what, in fact, he did, that allowed the judge to go down as far as, and he was sentenced to 21 months.
Understood.
A lot of real estate between 15 years and 21 months. So there are times when a federal prosecutor tries to negotiate, but it's very, very rare, and it should raise eyebrows, where they hand over the case on a silver platter to their state colleagues, their state government colleagues. I mean, in New York, I've seen it happen the other way, where the state colleagues hand it over to the federal colleagues because the federal government has more power to prosecute. But very, very rarely do you see the feds hand it over to the state, and that's what happened to Jeffrey Epstein. And look, this is almost like an O.J. Simpson thing, where he got away with the murder, but then, you know, years later, they really hurt him and banged him out with that robbery thing that he eventually went to jail with. Here, it's like, okay, they didn't get him the first time around, but it raised so many eyebrows and so many people were upset. They just kept a tight eye on him, a tight watch on him, and there had to be some smoke there. I'm not going to say there's fire, but enough to convince a judge to give a search warrant on his house and to give them a complaint.
What would rekindle that? Because first of all, let me go into this, Arthur, if I can. The U.S. attorney, of course, at the time was Alex Acosta, now the labor secretary. That's the whole thing. I wanted to ask, first of all, do you think he should resign? Acosta seems to blame the district attorney. They say James Comey was the number two of the FBI, the AG, who the AG was on a national basis. Does that matter? I mean, what is your feeling about the whole Acosta situation? Should he indeed step away?
I don't think Acosta should step away. Not now. Not with what we know right now. Like, everyone has to stop this knee jerk. Like, oh, there's a little bit of a rumbling around there, and we better, you know, I better step down. Yeah. I better disappear. Yeah. No, there's got to be a lot more. A lot of wrangling goes on behind the scenes that the public never knows about. That's absolutely legal and absolutely proper, and where a prosecutor and a defense attorney sit in a room the way they're supposed to, and go over the evidence and say what's strong on your side and what's weak on your side and what's strong on my side and what's weak on my side. And you try, as educated, experienced human beings who happen to be lawyers, to figure out what the right and just outcome is. Hmm. And, you know, I will tell you this, Joe. It's almost 30 years I've practiced law as a prosecutor and as a defense attorney. I personally have never seen any type of corruption, been around any kind of inappropriate or unethical deal making. It's always been two human beings who know what they're doing, figuring out and agreeing that this is a right and just result. And when we can't figure it out, that's when we usually go to a judge and say, look, judge, this is where they are.
Yeah.
This is where we are. I mean, I do this on maybe not a daily basis, but a weekly basis for sure. Yeah.
But
let's see what the smoke, when the smoke clears, what really happened in Florida with Acosta and Epstein. And let's see what's going to happen in the Southern District. And if the rule of double jeopardy attaches, because the feds are the feds from Florida to New York. And if they said, we're not prosecuting you for these particular crimes, they have to come up with brand new crimes that really have very little nexus with those original crimes that he was already signed a non-prosecutorial agreement with.
Just to reiterate, Arthur Idala, the brilliant legal mind on the phone with us here. Arthur, so why did they rekindle this? Why did they revisit this? Why did they bring this Epstein thing back? I mean, happened to find more evidence, or did someone come forward?
Yeah, very rarely do they happen to. But when we are living in such political times, and there are so many articles in the newspaper And the magazines, you know, the magazine like The New Yorker, it has actually has a lot of power in raising the eyebrows of prosecutors. You know, you do have to give journalists their degree of credit for having the power to initiate at least an investigation because they do the initial investigation. Now, a lot of that turns out to be baloney, and not to overpersonalize this, but the perfect example is the Friars Club, right? They did all this whole thing about the Friars Club and there's corruption in the Friars Club. And some witness came forward and told the judge there's people stealing, and they executed a search warrant 2.5 years ago. They went through every single piece of paper at the Friars Club. And they had Postal Service, IRS, FBI, U.S. Attorney's Office of the Southern District, and they came up with bupkis, absolutely zilch. They found that the executive director didn't pay some taxes on a credit card he used. The Southern District would never prosecute that case. That was just a fig leaf for them to cover up the fact that they did a huge investigation and they came out with nothing, which is a tribute to the Friars Club that says, hey, well, you know, we're not a corrupt organization. We didn't do anything wrong. And it just shows you that the federal government is not always right. Thank God we live in a country where the majority of the time they are right, because we wouldn't want to live in a country where they were arresting people who really were factually innocent. So let's see what happens with Jeffrey Epstein. I just think he always remained on their radar screen. They always kept an eye on him, and they were looking to pounce, and something must have fallen in their lap. And sometimes, Joe, it comes in the weirdest way from the weirdest places.
Yeah, yeah.
And boom, it opens up that door, or it's that last piece of the jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now they pounce. And next week there's going to be the bail hearing. Or is it today? I forget. Marana would know. I think it's today, actually. There's going to be a bail hearing to see whether, you know, he's going to be like Bernie Madoff and be a prisoner in his own home, although he's got the biggest townhouse in New York City, so it's not the worst place to be a prisoner. Whether he's going to be in the very not pleasant Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn or the MCC in Manhattan. So we shall see.
You know what? And what I got to tell you, and Alan Dershowitz came on this program, and Frankie told me that you happened to be listening. And we got to run here, Arthur, but you were listening, and you said, wow, because Professor Dershowitz was not talking to anybody else. And I got to tell you, I mean, he was eloquent. He was fair. You know, he just voiced his concern on this show.
Of course, this is after I'm like, Alan, if you could avoid talking about the case. Probably just in everybody's back. I mean, I swear, Joe. I mean, Alan's not going to get mad at me. I told him this like the night before. I'm like, Alan, I just think, you know, he's got this civil lawsuit against Alan with David Boyce and all of this stuff.
Oh,
I'm like,
boy.
Alan, we probably should just stay away from it. I go to sleep. I wake up. I do what I do every morning. Hey, Google, put on AM 970 The Answer. And I hear you go, coming up, Alan Dershowitz. I'm like, oh, he's probably going to talk about Israel, something like that. And boom, he gets into all the details of the case. But at least it's with family and in a good, trusting place.
You know how brilliant Professor Dershowitz is. He laid it out. And he's just a victim of circumstance. And thank God you're there for him, Arthur Idala. You know,
We're working very hard. And as I walk into court a little bit later today, on the Harvey Weinstein case, a lot of what I learned from Alan Dershowitz and, of course, my father will be coursing through my veins during a pretrial hearing today that's basically just going to make sure everyone's in line to start jury selection on September 9th in the Harvey Weinstein trial, which should be an interesting time. Of course, that's the time my father decides to go to Sicily for 2 weeks. That'll be when I need him the most. He's going to go be hanging out
with the Italians.
Oh, and there are cell phones. I'll still be able to pick his brain.
Arthur Idala, a great chat. Arthur, we love you, man. And love to your mom and your dad, indeed, and to the Idala family. And thanks for always joining us, my friend.
Hey,
God bless you.
Good to know. Get Marano to a hockey game.
Yeah, we Thank you. Arthur Idala right there. Debbie's looking out for you. 722 on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Arthur. Good morning, everybody. Westbound Belt at Cropsey Ave. Watch for an accident there. FDR Drive South in the 60s. It's a crash. We're seeing delays right here on 6th Avenue getting into 30th Street. Glass is falling from a building. Two lanes blocked. And 9A southbound into Ossining. Looks like an accident involving a tractor trailer. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Kronos. Kronos, providing HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support, motivate, and engage them. Learn more about Kronos HR, payroll, talent, and time at kronos.com/HR swagger.
From the Fox Business Network, General Electric and its unions will likely be returning to the bargaining table. The Wall Street Journal says the majority of total votes approved a new four-year contract, but enough local unions voted against the deal to keep it from being ratified. Mazda is recalling more than 260,000 SUVs and cars in the U.S. The New York Post says a software issue could cause engines to stall without warning. The recall involves Mazda 6 sedans, CX-5 SUVs, and Mazda 3s from the 2018 or 19 model years. Stocks closed higher yesterday after Fed Chair Jerome Powell appeared to indicate the Fed is ready to cut interest rates this month if necessary. The Dow added 76, the NASDAQ was up 60, and the S&P was up 13. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender. We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Look, if you're feeling run down, you don't have the energy, what do I always tell you? What am I always telling you? Come on. Balance of Nature. You got to try Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And I'll tell you why. Because Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that you're so used to. Ordinary vitamins are made with synthetics. You eliminate most of them. They will upset your stomach. Just open up a bottle of multivitamin. You smell, oh, it's like, ugh, you don't want that anymore. You want to try Balance of Nature. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. You know, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Experience, please, the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, receive 20% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. Now is the time to call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970.
the answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 728 on AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com with Frank and Alan. Debbie, you're very humble, ready for drive time players. I called Frankie. I said, Frankie, we got to get Grover Norquist on because he's the president of Americans for Tax Reform. I'm so tired of them taxing us on everything. That's all they do now. Then I see this airline tax. I said, we got to call Grover. Grover Norquist, welcome back to the show, sir. Always great to have you with us this morning.
Absolutely. Wonderful to join you.
So Grover, you're the go-to guy. I said, Frankie Five Boroughs, you got to get Grover on the phone. They got a proposed airline passenger tax, more taxes from the airlines. Grover, what's going on, sir?
Oh, they're looking to double it, not just increase it, double it.
Oh.
Now, when you fly on a plane today, this is today, there's a $4.50 tax for every segment of the flight. So you fly from New York to Chicago, Chicago to L.A., that's $2 times $4.50. That's $9 for the passenger facility charge. And then when you fly back, it's another $9. They want to double that. So if you bring any kids with you, you know, multiply the number by the number of spouses or kids you have, add it up. That's the additional tax you'll pay. And the worst part of it is there already is a passenger facility charge. This was added in 1990. This hasn't always been there. We built entire airports without this passenger facility charge. But the airports, which are little governments of their own, decided they wanted more money. They were tired of you just paying the airplane company to fly you somewhere.
Yeah.
They wanted
a piece of the action here.
And so they want to add these, so they added the passenger facility charge. And this was supposed to do runways and things like that, right? 9% of the money that you get paid in taxes has anything to do with flying on a plane from here to there. The rest of it pays off bonds, about a third of it. Then they do parking lots, and they do the little Taj Mahals they have in some airports that are very nice, but they should be paying for themselves, right? It's not free to have a hamburger at an airport. Why is everybody flying through? We got to give them more money so they can it's unclear what they'll do with it because there's billions sitting in a pile that they haven't asked for. There are these taxes. I mean, the federal government puts a lot of money. Local government puts a lot of money in. And as you're talking about all the little taxes they put in, airports are the masters of this. When you rent a car, you fly somewhere, you rent a car, you pay a special airport tax because you rented that car. Why do politicians love that? Cities do it. Airports do it. Because they think foreigners, meaning people not from our city, people who don't vote in Chicago, will pay for the Chicago tax on car rental. And so they jack those numbers up higher and higher and higher. When you fly, you're paying for the local baseball stadium, for the junior league group that can't make money any other way. And they go, that's how that's free money. For Phoenix, because, you know, other people, idiots, will fly through Phoenix not knowing they were helping to build the soccer field for the semi-pro team. Or whatever it is, or some new museum, for crying out loud. They love
Hidden. Yeah, Grover, what's the percent? What's the percentage, the price of an airline ticket? How much of that is taxes and fees in a regular, normal airline ticket? What do you think the percentage of that is?
About more than 20% right now for domestic flights.
Wow, man, that's crazy. And you've talked about how raising income taxes would be a job killer. Would raising this tax be a job killer as well, Grover?
Well, the International Air Transport Association, all the international airport airlines get together, and they've taken a look at it. They think that doing this would kill about 52,000 jobs. That's their take. Reduce GDP by $5 billion. Kill 52,000 jobs, fewer people would fly, and that would begin to drop. Because this becomes a significant increase in the cost of flying. And if flying is more expensive, some people decide not to fly. You know, they don't have trains that go to Hawaii, so you don't go to Hawaii.
Yeah. You know what? And also, Grover Norquist with us, president of Americans for Tax Reform. I appreciate your time this morning, Grover, because what I don't understand is, also, I think, and help me out here, that the maintenance on the planes, and I see even the trays that you put up in the planes, Grover, you know, they don't work like they used to work. And it scares me that they're cutting back on maintenance now. Is that a legitimate concern on my part?
I presume the maintenance for safety purposes is not cut back. That's the one thing that the airlines, the government, everybody agrees they want. I mean, they go overboard, if that's possible. They double check and double check and double check on safety. They do not want to drop planes out of the sky. People get pissed about that for some reason. So and it makes people not want to fly when that happens. So people really want to know they're safe. But there's just an awful lot else going on in an airport that doesn't really have anything to do with your safety, and they're throwing money at those things.
Yeah. Now, you always ask candidates for public office to sign a pledge that they will not raise taxes. Will you include this as part of your pledge going forward, huh?
I think it's hard to say that this is anything other than an additional tax. It's not packaged with some other tax cut. It's an increase in taxes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they try and call these things. This is a passenger facility charge. You see the word tax isn't in there. But when you don't have a choice and they take your money and they spend it, that's a tax. They can call it a fee. They can call it a fine.
It's a tax. Yeah. I mean, Grover, thanks for staying on the fight, because you know what? Here, we have congestion pricing now. They're putting that forth. And it's hurting middle class. It's hurting the taxi drivers that are listening to us right now, the hired drivers that work so hard and have to battle the streets of New York and that terrible traffic. They get the congestion price. And then I always say, when they put the tolls, for example, if I can make it local before we let you go, Grover, and like the Jersey Turnpike or the Garden State Parkway, we're going to put tolls. The tolls are temporary. That's a tax. And you know what? It doesn't help. Then they bang us with a 23 cents a gallon gas tax to pay for the roads. What are the tolls for, Grover? And they're paying for the bureaucracy. Am I wrong? They're just paying for the bureaucracy of, for example, the Parkway, the Turnpike, and the Port Authority. Yes?
Well, you're paying for the bureaucracy, and you're paying for their next interesting project, okay? You think that this toll money will widen the road, keep the road from being too full of potholes. That's not where the money's going. It's going to the next cool project they've got, which they'll borrow a whole bunch of money for. And then your tolls will go up forever because you're paying off debt for other projects that take place in some place that you can't spell.
Wow. Grover Norquist, keep the fight, my friend. Thanks for joining us. President of Americans for Tax Reform. God bless you for that, Grover. Let's talk again soon, sir.
Absolutely. Take care.
Thank you. Grover Norquist right there. Piscopo in the Morning, 7:36. Big Al standing by with the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
73 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A new report shows an MTA worker was vacationing on the taxpayer's dime. The MTA's inspector general put out a study yesterday that found Subway Signal maintainer Henry DeLeon was abusing the system. He got paid time off for half a year, claiming he needed to take care of his sick dad. But the investigation found he was actually getting married on Long Island, traveling across Europe, and went on the road coaching a baseball team for a while. The MTA eventually fired DeLeon, but still let him keep his pension. The former Subway worker refused to comment on the report. In sports, Yankees mourning the loss of former pitcher Jim Bouton. He died Wednesday at age 80. Bouton played 10 big league seasons, including his first seven with New York. He won 21 games in 1963, and he's best remembered for his tell-all book, Ball 4. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here on 9A southbound getting to Ossining. It's an accident involving a tractor trailer. You're going to see some extra heavy traffic there. Here in town on 6th Avenue at 30th Street, glass is falling from a building. Two lanes blocked there with a lot of emergency activity. FDR Drive south in the 60s. It's a collision there. It's still bumper to bumper on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Problem here is a disabled truck on that ramp. We're still seeing slowdowns on the cross Bronx East over at Webster Avenue with an accident blocking one lane there. And heading to the inbound GWB 40, Lincoln 30, Holland 30, sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Some thunderstorms today, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Well done, Debbie, as always. Thank you so much. 738 with Joe Piscopo, Congressman King standing by. I'm going to give you to, look at me, 745. Oh, I am such a generous guy. You know what I'm talking about. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. That's right. I'm telling you about Route 22 Toyota because I love you. And now, next for the next 5 minutes, the first five callers, and I'm going to give you an extra minute here to 745, okay? I'm going to give you 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. You got to check out the new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Now, all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, I know you've been thinking about it, but I suggest you call now. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Check out with Mr. Kinsella, the general manager, that 0% APR financing deal I tell you about all the time, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. We want you to experience the new smart way to service. And when you go to Route 22 Toyota and you see the family over there and you see my friends, my personal friends that I love, like Iggy and Carmelo and Chester and the great family over there, you do not have to deal with dummies. No back and forth, no shenanigans. It's like a family at Route 22 Toyota. And you could start here. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with personal injury attorney Corey M. Stern about the effects of lead poisoning on children living in New York housing. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. It's time for the AM 970 $1,000 Daily Cash Giveaway. Enter now for your chance to win $1,000 by using keyword flower at AM970TheAnswer.com. This is an Aptivada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. Once again, you have until 10 o'clock this morning to enter keyword flower at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's keyword flower at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Congressman King standing by, 741. I want to tell you about Rhino Shield because people could be asking me about Rhino Shield. Joe, tell me about Rhino Shield. I Rhino Shielded my house, right? Look at me. I'm a single, hardworking father, right? And I want to keep my house at least looking somewhat nice. And I don't want to have to paint it all the time. Susan came out from Rhino Shield. They Rhino Shielded my home in a day. It's the best single thing I've ever done for my house because it looks freshly painted every single day. It's a long-lasting 25-year coating that gives the appearance of fresh paint, and it means you never have to paint again. Listen to me. Listen, I'm a homeowner. I'm talking to you. It will not chip. It will not flake. It will not peel. It bonds completely to wood, to brick, to stucco, aluminum, block, or vinyl. It'll go on anything. I have Rhino Shield in my house, and I'm so happy I did. That's why I'm happy to tell you about Rhino Shield. And don't forget that 25-year transferable warranty from Susan at Rhino Shield. Here is the number for Susan. You can get a free estimate from Susan at Rhino Shield. 877-744-6608, 877-744-6608, or go to, please, rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
742, Congressman Peter King is really the epitome of a true public servant, a great guy doing a great job in Washington, D.C., and we're always proud to bring Congressman King to the airwaves. Peter, welcome back to the show, sir. Always great to have you with us.
Joe, great to be with you.
I did not see you, Congressman, at the soccer parade yesterday. Where were you, may we ask?
Actually, I was in Washington. And, I'm working on a bill with Jim Hoffa and Richie Neal, a congressman from Massachusetts, to protect the Teamsters pension funds. And many of them around the country, these multi-employer plans are going down. And we have a bill in which passed the committee yesterday because we're fighting hard to... Yeah, these are hardworking Americans, and through no fault of theirs, but because of the bad economy and many trucking companies going under, their pension fund is collapsing. So I'm just doing that. And answering your question, listen, everyone has been proud that the U.S. women won. But it's really unfortunate, I think, that so many of them use it as an opportunity to criticize the president, in effect, to criticize America. And, you know, it was, again, not to take anything away from them, it was a great achievement, but I just thought that was wrong.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, Congressman King, because I felt upset that I wasn't more excited, more patriotic. But they go after the president. They weren't specific on what they were going after the president for. And then what really incensed me, and Congressman, you don't really have to comment on this. This is more just you and I chatting on the radio. But it's like, I mean, Mayor de Blasio goes to the parade, but he doesn't show up at Lou Alvarez's funeral, or nor does Governor Cuomo. What was that all about, you know? They're going to the parade. They're waving the flag, but they don't show up at a detective's funeral who died from the 9/11 illnesses?
And especially, you know, Lou Alvarez, he himself, obviously, as a human being, it was a tragedy. But also what he came to symbolize was, you know, the all of the 9/11 victims. And we have the bill actually coming up this week. I mean, we wanted to generate, and Lou Alvarez wanted his suffering and death to be used as an opportunity. I hate to use that word, but that this was his desire to get the 9/11 bill passed. And to me, every elected official in New York should have been there, to be honest with you. It's both in respect for Lou Alvarez and also in respect for all those who have died and become ill and will become ill because of 9/11.
And it's the great work that you've done. We'll move on from this, but Congressman King, the great work that you've done with Congressman Zeldin, former Congressman Dan Donovan, and Carol Maloney, we understand you. We appreciate it. I was talking to my friend, the Superintendent Colonel Pat Callahan of the New Jersey State Troopers, and we lost some state troopers as well from 9/11 illnesses. And Governor Murphy in New Jersey stepped up, but I think it's thanks to you and for you always fighting with John Stewart, certainly, for that 9/11 victims compensation.
John Stewart has been phenomenal, and again, John and I probably don't agree on an awful lot of issues, but on this one, not only do we agree, that's one thing, but his heart and soul is in it, and
that's
he
right.
takes no cheap shots. He doesn't take any political advantage of it, and it is supposed to be coming up for a vote tomorrow on the House floor, so we have to make sure we get every possible vote that we can.
Well, thanks for the fight, Congressman. We appreciate it. Congressman King, how do we handle Iran's constant provocations?
I think we have to be firm and steady and keep the pressure on. I mean, one of the reasons they are lashing out the way they are is these sanctions are really hurting them. It's hurting them economically as far as their dealings with the world, but also it's preventing them from funding Hezbollah the way they want to and Hamas. It is cutting into the money going to their militias. It's cutting back on their military. So, no, this is having, and it's also causing real discontent among the people. So I think we have to not take any nonsense from them, but we can't overreact either to these gestures that they're doing so much to get attention. Also, they're doing it to try to drive a wedge between us and Europe. And, you know, you can never be that certain about all the Europeans. So I don't want to do anything that drives them away or gives them an excuse to drive away. But, no, I think this is the president's doing the right thing. It's not easy. It's not going to be a dramatic overnight victory. But like the Soviet Union fell after years, I think Iran is on the way to doing that now.
Wow, what a great analogy, Congressman. That's a great analogy because I'm a bit of a hawk. I always say I'm a chicken hawk because I never had the privilege to serve, you know. And when I hear John Bolton talk, I like John Bolton, you know, Congressman. Go ahead, bomb him. Yeah, John, go get him, you know. But it's are you surprised, as I am, to watch the, you know, the hesitation and the patience of President Trump? It's really something to admire, yes?
It is. And listen, I'm not saying don't bomb them if we have to. And I think Iran has to realize that there's a certain line, and if they do cross that line, there will definitely be strong military retaliation. But right now, I would say the sanctions are working, keep them on. But if they cross a line and we'll know it when we see it, then I think they can expect hell to be rained down on them.
Yeah, yeah. Congressman King, what's happening with the Russia probe? I hear there are more subpoenas going out today, sir.
Right now, you're talking about the Barr Ward and also Durham and also the Inspector General. You mean the probe against Trump or the probe against the deep state? I mean, there's Nadler is sending out. You mean Jerry Nadler?
Investigating the investigators. Is that that? I hear that subpoenas
are investigators.
Yeah.
Okay, they have a lot to worry about. They have a lot to worry about because I was following this from the very start on the Intelligence Committee. And I kept thinking, there must be something there. These guys wouldn't be doing what they're doing. It turns out now there was nothing there. They waged an unprecedented investigation into a presidential campaign based on no real evidence whatsoever, either no real evidence at the time, or as it turned out, certainly no evidence. The conspiring that went on at the top levels of the FBI, yeah. You had people like Stroke. You also had McCabe. You had Comey. Then you had Brennan in the CIA. You have Clapper. You had all this going on. And it's, to me, the most basic rules getting a FISA application, which is the right to wiretap an American based on a dossier, which now may have been put together by Russian intelligence. I mean, if anyone was used by the Russians, it's actually our entire country being used by the Russians, because the fact that you and I are talking about it almost 3 years later shows that the Russians succeeded. They succeeded, and they got Comey and Brennan and Clapper to do what they wanted done.
Yeah, and can you believe now Mueller's going to testify next week? I mean, this is like it won't go away, Congressman. What is your feeling about the Mueller's testimony? Are you glad that you'll call this guy to the carpet a little bit?
Yeah, and Mueller, you know, is basically going to say nothing. He's not going to go beyond the report. And what you're going to see is a lot of questions being asked on both sides, which he's going to say he can't answer. And I think that will give the Republicans an opportunity to raise the questions. Why, if early on he had to find out that there was no collusion, why did he keep the investigation going for another year? Was it just a desperate attempt to get people involved in perjury traps like they did with George Papadopoulos, even though he had done nothing wrong? Also ask him why he didn't look into more of the Steele dossier, where that came from, why the Clinton people were using it, why was Comey willing to have that submitted as a basis in court, when they knew that it hadn't been verified. So I think we can raise all those questions to Mueller. What he's going to say is, well, this went beyond what I was asked to do. Republicans say, I disagree. And Mueller will just look at them with that stone face. And with the Democrats, they're going to make every allegation against Donald Trump that's been made for the last 3 years. And Mueller is going to say, I can't comment on that. And so it's going to be a circus. Carried out by the Democrats. I hope Republicans can score some points.
Hey, Congressman, you know, I love that you just put it all aside and you do the right thing with the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund and protecting worker pensions. Thank you for that, Congressman. You're a great guy, Peter. We're proud to have you on the show, my brother. And God bless, Godspeed, and let's talk again soon.
It's my privilege, Joe. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Congressman Peter King right there. 751 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Congressman King. Let's see what's happening here at the inbound side of the GWB. It's a disabled truck just cleared away. It's 40 minutes into the upper, 15 to the lower. Lincoln 30, Holland still waiting 30. Garden State Parkway south at 147, a collision. We're seeing delays as well on 78 East, getting out toward the Newark Bay Extension with a collision there as well. 22 West at Springfield Road in Union. That's an accident as well. It's going to be stop and go on the Cross Bronx East at Webster Ave with a crash. Westbound Belt at Cropsey Avenue, a crash over there. Still pretty busy for you over on 6th Avenue here at 30th Street. Glass is falling from a building. Two lanes blocked with emergency activity. LIE East at Maurice Ave, a crash. Westbound LIE slowing down right through the BQE. And it looks like you're still seeing some delays on the downtown D train with ongoing signal problems. Downtown N and Q operating at reduced speeds as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaim with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Modell deals. deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Moe's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap, even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of My Pillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use promo code AM970.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 7:54. Weather coming up. You can check it out. Some showers today. Joe Lundberg will be with us in a second. I want to tell you about John Bramnick's book. John Bramnick is New Jersey's funniest lawyer, stand-up comic, right? He wrote this hilarious rule book with the illustrations by Pat Brentano. This is great for the beach. You got to go to Amazon, type in Bramnick book, because look at the reviews. Here's an Amazon review for John Bramnick's book. It's called Why People Don't Like You. It is New York's loss that John Bramnick, the funniest lawyer in New Jersey, doesn't travel farther afield. His book is full of useful tips on adding civility and creating pleasant interactions. And here's some of the things here, which is really great. Here's a rule from John's book called Why People Don't Like You. Texts are for a short message. Texts are for short messages, right? Save War and Peace for an email, right? How many times you get a text and it's so long? And this is for Al this morning. If you cut someone off when driving, Al had people cutting him off. If you cut someone off when driving, have the decency to wave and acknowledge that you were the one in the wrong. How many times do you do that? Why People Don't Like You is the name of the book from Mr. John Bramnick. It's available on Amazon. You go to Amazon, type in Bramnick book. Why People Don't Like You. Get your copy today.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Lundberg, calling Joe Lundberg. Hey, Joey, it's going to be hot and then thunderstorms later. What's going on, my friend? And a good morning to you.
I mean, it's already some thunderstorms popping up over Susquehanna Valley of Pennsylvania, moving slowly east. So unstable today. The shower and thunderstorm around. Most of that activity is late afternoon and early tonight. And then after that, we're definitely going to see improving weather for tomorrow with some sunshine, about 87. The weekend, I'd say just sunny and hot. The temperature's up near 90 both Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, I'm loving that. You're so good on your accuracy of this, Joe Lundberg. When do you think the showers will come in today?
I think there can be a shower or thunderstorm between, say, 10 and a noontime, but those will be spotty. The bad stuff would be late afternoon in the first half of tonight, say between about 5 or 6 o'clock and about midnight.
And tomorrow, too, rainy a little bit tomorrow, too.
No, I think tomorrow we end up dry. I think we're partly sunny.
Bring it on, Joe Lundberg. Bring the heat on. Be careful on the bikes.
Summertime.
Are you doing long miles when it gets hot like this, Joe?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Huh? You are?
Yeah, 60, 70 miles. You betcha.
No, we love you, Joe. Thank you so much. Joe Lundberg right there doing a great job always. Let me go to Johnny in Manhattan real quick. Johnny, we got 2 seconds, but I wanted to get you on the air. What's on your mind this morning?
Go, Buchanan, go.
Yeah, okay, Al's quick. You know, you can't beat Al. They think they're going to get something out. Al Cattullo has the fastest fingers in the East, okay? So you're going to call in. You're going to do a trick call. Boom, Al's got you. But I got to ask, you know, we had Grover Norquist on, who does a great job. He's the president of Americans.
Hello there. Hello there, Joe. How are you?
That is a great Grover impression.
Thank you.
Meyer from Sesame Street.
That's an impression.
Frankie, who was the guy in the garbage can?
Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch, right. And Grover, what was Grover? What did you say out? What is Grover?
Grover was Super Grover. It is I, Super Grover. Hello there. He was the cooler character before Elmo came along. Grover was the one that I grew up with. Elmo was later.
And then as I was reading, he was doing this off the air, and as I went into a commercial, it turned into Larry King. Did you hear that?
That's right.
It went from Grover to Larry King.
Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Hello, is this Grover?
Yes, it is. Hello there, Larry.
Oh, my goodness.
What's going on Sesame Street, Grover?
I don't know.
Now that's a beer can.
Sunny days.
I dare you to do that on the beer cast, Cthulhu.
No.
That is funny.
No.
Come on. Lost complete control. Joe Borelli's going to join us. Elias Huzamadin. Frankie is here. And yes, as you know, Al and his many voices.
I will do the news. The
comic stylings of Al Cthulhu and Duff Eichen on the show. I've lost complete control already. Here we go.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
73 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Cthulhu with local news first. Here's what's going on. A man is dead following a crash and car fire along Route 80 in Morris County. Happened yesterday morning in Parsippany when the man's Ford Fusion crashed into a truck, igniting a fire. Cops say the truck driver wasn't injured. State police have not identified the victim, pending notification of his family. Starbucks is getting groovy with its newest drink. The coffee chain is offering a tie-dye frappuccino at locations across the U.S. and Canada. The colorful drink, concocted with a tropical cream base with red, yellow, and blue swirls. The tie-dye frappuccino is only available for the next 5 days or until supplies run out. In sports, former Yankee pitcher Jim Boughton has died at the age of 80. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Cthulhu, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.